tomorrow. I know Iraq is a solid foundation. Jah is our guide to creation. Have faith, bow patiently waiting for the stream of faith which brings life forever.
Welcome to Babylon Decoded, Be Decoded on D-Arc City Radio. I'm Jabba and your host for the next hour. Thanks, Bob, for operating. If something goes wrong, it's Bob's fault. I'm going to talk about the Babylon system tonight. In reggae music, you hear a lot about the Babylon system. Bob Marley say Babylon system is a vampire sucking the blood of the sufferer, sucking the energy of the whole humanity. But before that, I will talk, I will tell you a little story. I will put the link of the story to the chat room. You can read it later. I will also put it again in the end. But I will not read the whole story because it's quite long and I'm not very good in reading. So I will leave you at this part of the sufferer. Okay. Never call them archons. How you can help bust up the matrix. We talk about a story. You really take it as a story. It's the idea behind is important. The story itself is not important at all. It's just what you can maybe get out of it. Myself, it helps a lot to decode myself, decode situations, thoughts, and so on. Okay. Once upon a time, extraterrestrial experience. They tried to create a device who could help humanity to stay in the higher dimensions. Humans being were infinitely more impressive than we are today. We were telepathic, multidimensional beings that could simultaneously perceive and native many dimensions at once. So they create that device that humanity could stay in that higher vibration, and they mess up this experience completely. The ice melt, they made that experience in the North Pole. The ice melt and these creatures, these devices spread all over the world. And we call them ankle biters, like a little virus or a little flu, you can see it, or a little creature that bites you in your ankle. This makes that anytime you feel bad or you go in the lower vibration, you feed them, you give them food because they live off lower vibration. And more you are negative, more they have to eat. So more they will eat you up. And why I call or why they call ankle biters is because we have to make fun of them. That is the only thing they don't like. They hate when we make fun of them. And these ankle biters eat up whole humanity more and more. And we're going through a point where the people are more eaten up by ankle biters than like the higher consciousness. This takes all your energy. True human nature is caring, sensitive, loving, forgiving, cooperating, empathy, creative, energetic, joyful, irrepressible, non-conformist, uplifting, and divine. And through these ankle biters, we can get angry, we can get stressed, we can get manipulated. And there is different ways to make that these ankle biters leave us alone. Make fun of them. Make a strange situation what they are doing instead to take them serious. Because anytime we take them serious or we call them names, the ones they don't deserve, they get more power. Anytime you call them like the ones who have power over you, they get power. So if you make fun of them, you take the power away. And that is, of course, is like a personal decoding in your mind that you also have to do, that the ones who have power over you only have power over you if you give them power, if you give them credit, if you if they scare you, if they influence you. So this is the story about ankle biters, and there are many other ways to get rid of these ankle biters, because anytime we make fun of them or we are eliminating them, and we cannot call them dark ones. We cannot call them something like that, because this would come again through back to duality. And I think we are here to be above duality. So that's why to call them ankle biters take the power away. Another way to do is also the ones who make meditations to attract them and send them in the universe or any way you want, but take them away from planet Earth, and that would make that you have less ankle biters on planet Earth. So I will start to talk about the Babylon system. Babylon system, I will not take Babylon from the biblical side, not from the historical side, but just from the idea of the Babylon system. The Babylon system is an idea. It's just one idea. It's a way of thinking, and it's a way of acting. The idea of Babylon that happened historical around 4,000 years in Iraq, what we know today as Iraq. The idea was to build a tower to going to heaven without dying. That means being above, like they say, God or creation or how you want to call it, but not to have to die to go direct to heaven. So they want to build up a tower to go straight up to heaven. And of course, you can build up a tower with stones. Once you reach enough high, everything will fall down. And for me, in this idea of the whole system we are living today, that is like the departure of the what we are going through, what we are seeing, and what is getting worse today. The Babylon system, once the tower crash, the division start. Division, they create countries, they create language that the people don't can speak with each other. About language, it is very simple. You go from one place to another. It depends in which country. Some countries they are more open with their language than others. But like where I live in the French part of Switzerland, that is not even France. But you drive some miles, and the people recognize already that you have a different accent. And anytime you speak something, you say something, they say, where you come from, is division. It's just all about division. It's the same for the writing. It's spelling. This is just spelling words. It's magic. Create a division also through the countries, creating human farms that the people from one country to another are strangers. Creating races, different races. And even if today somebody still have a doubt that humans from different places of the planet Earth are not from the same humans, they just have to see what we our brain cell have the same form than the universe. Everything is created from the same thing. Babylon system is power structure, education, healthcare, finance, media, religion, beliefs, cults, entertainment, amusement, divertissement, alimentation, weather, and environment. So let's start with the power structure. The power structure is made through illusionary democracy. Politicians never read anything. They just wait until the lobby guys has come up with some money to take any decisions. They have to, a politician never can defend his ideas if his party don't participate to his idea. That's why they want to claim I'm getting more known, getting more up, and once they are president, they just see that they have to fend everybody that who bring them on this place. So never, as politicians, you can never defend any idea. Then we have of course, the whole army and the police who keep the sheeps in the human farm, the country. Or many, I mean, in every country, you have even from the north to south or from the east to west, the people are divided already in only one country. We have different departments here. The people from one department to another, they just make fool out of them. So it's like another human farm in a human farm in a human farm. And that all is tricked out and manipulated by a justice that is nothing about just and right and human rights. It's all about commercial. You are a person, you are a sheep, again, in a human farm. Then we come to education. Education, you have different parts of education. You have your family, you have your school, you have your friends, you have the whole surrounding. In family, the problem is that we have a lot of stress created by this whole system that makes that people are reacting more out of the left brain and just repeat the same errors over and over again. And therefore, you have a lot of traumatized kids. I say, if today all parents would stop to spanking their kids, in 30 years, humanity would not know violence anymore. Violence is so much. Also through games and movies and also the repeated left brain education, something break If you spank a child, you have to know that you break something. You break the main trust that the kid have in the human that is the most related to himself, and you break something in his mind. It's like a brain connection that you break, and therefore the kid, anytime he have to solve a problem, it will be through violence, and that is repeating and repeating and repeating over. And even if you get spanked as child, if you think that is really no problem, because you think yourself you went too far and you get spanked, and you needed this spank to come over a certain that you have to calm down or anything like that. This is wrong. Anytime violence is used, the violence will get repeated. Two friends, through you will have no problem to go to military. You have no problem to spank your kids when you have a stress situation in your daily life. And it is a little thing that many people think that it's just nothing. I get spanked, and but in stress situations, you don't think like that anymore. If you allowed yourself that the spanking is not a problem, then you will repeat it again. Then we come to school. School, we cannot talk about learning. We can talk about indoctrination. If you repeat over and over things again that you don't really get, then you don't know how to learn anything. Then through indoctrination, that means you have to repeat and repeat the stuff until it is obvious for you. You believe it and you repeat it again. I had a complete different school experience. I was in a, let's say, a more open school, even if it was through a Masonic philosopher, Rudolf Steiner. But I had the possibilities to say, I cannot make this or something like that. Could talk to the teacher and say, I need something more interesting to do. And I was able to do more interesting things. Therefore, I was able to learn how to learn things. I was working on the farm. I was working outside, and we had different manual stuff to do. So they just show us like the basics, and we had to figure it out. We learned how to learn things. That is not the same than today. Like my kids have to go through indoctrination. Sadly, I cannot change this for the moment. All I can do is support them to say that this is not important. I mean, today, my bigger child, she have something in the classroom with different colors, from blue to red, all down. And anytime she forgets something and forgets something home or so, they go down with her name on this whole statistic in front of the whole class. What is that? That is nothing about learning. That is just to say, you are the fool. You have to do more follow what we're going to ask you to do. And this is nothing about learning. That is I know that she is not learning, and she was very traumatized because of this, only because of this. I told her, this is not important. This is not important for you. This tool don't show who you are. This only show what you are represent for them. But I don't mind about that. When she come with her school book, I ask her what she think about, if she think that they are noted good or not. I don't mind what the teacher are putting in. I just mind what she is thinking about and how she is in her mind. This is the first part of Babylon System, and we're gonna listen a song that calls Babylon Confess of my band Moonrises.
Spread
guiding truth in righteousness. Spreading truth in righteousness. Babylon confess. Spreading truth in righteousness. Oh Lord, brother will be blessed. Spreading truth in righteousness. Babylon confess. Spreading truth in righteousness. Oh Lord, brother will be blessed. Spreading truth in righteousness. Babylon confess. Spreading truth in righteousness. Oh Lord, brother will be
Babylon Confess. That was a song from the last album of Moonrises. I say my band, but I stopped this band in 2011 because I will talk a little later because of the entertainment, amusement, and divertissement who get the music business. Tonight I talk about the Babylon system or how I see the Babylon system. Maybe much of the subjects I talk about is, of course, nothing new for many people who are listening, but it's maybe a different view about it and also how all these things are connected to it. I will continue with the Babylon system and the ankle biters, and I will continue with the healthcare, where we not really can talk about health, but more care about your money. Huge amount of drugs, chemical drugs. Also in Switzerland, we have one of the two huge companies who, Ziba Geigy and Novartis. Huge companies, and they just make a lot of tons. They make tons of drugs, like for the whole world. And I grew up with without vaccines, without chemical drugs, only what we call the homeopathic part. My grandfather was, like they say, the last druid. He also had like a kind of herb laboratory where nobody was allowed to go in. But what came out was like the medicine we used when we was kid. And also through that, through different plants. And so I grew up with really maybe some painkillers. That was maybe what I sometimes very rarely use for myself. But if not, I really avoid all chemical drugs. Vaccines. If we talk about vaccines, a lot of the so-called conspiracies about the vaccine is all about like the different stuff that is inside the vaccine or from what is created. Almost all the vaccines are created very long time ago, and they didn't change since then. They are making from the white of the egg, and in there you have different stuff that the people already know, like aluminium and all that crap. What I recently found out is that vaccine, the main thing of the vaccine, it makes that your fever don't go too high. And I remember when I was kid, I had so much fever that I saw things completely different. I could change the perspective of my view, being like a little mosquito in on the roof and seeing the room from a completely different perspective. My mother said also that I saw my hand big like an elephant, and I remember it still today, the forms that I saw when I was really in high level fever. And what I found out recently is that this increase your energy. You have you experience higher energy, and therefore you increase your capacity of the right brain thinking, and this helps. I think this helps for all what is imagination, or for all what is maybe what we cannot see with our in let's say in a normal state with our five senses. Of course, some people they make experience with LSD or with other mushrooms or stuff, and there you increase your perception of the senses. And if when I went to school, they told me you perceive 5% of your senses. You can use 5% of your brain. And I thought when I will go out of school after 9 years, I will be able to use my 100% of capacity of my brain. And like in the seventh or eighth, they say if you don't use something, they say, but use your 5% of your brain. And I was like, shit, 7 years already here in that classroom, and we are still on the 5%. I think that is a big mess. Also about school, I want to say something before I forget it. So vaccines are not only unhealthy for the body, but they are also unhealthy for the mind, for the brain, for your spirituality, for your imagination, and therefore for many things that the people are don't really understand. I will come to the water and this a little later. Babylon system is also all the finance based on debt. So if over years and years you just create money out of thin air, After a while, I think your whole system will collapse. And many people talk about it. Every day. You can see it in the media. The money's going up and down. If the stock market is good, you don't have to think that the finance is going good. That means just that a lot of other people are going bankrupt again. That is the profit-based system where you always need losers that somebody can win something. There's not you, everybody can win. There's no win-win situation in a profit-based society. That's why we also have the third world, and we therefore nobody talk about the first world and maybe the second world even. So we need the third world to making existing a full full debt basis financial system. But this one, like, I think it collapsed already a long time ago. The people don't really realize anymore how much we are in the financial crisis still, and how it multiplies every day. I think our whole debt in 2 weeks multiplied just a couple of times. It's just numbers, of course, it's just numbers. But after a while, it will just collapse. One or the other will just break down, and it will just collapse again. What will come out of it? Well, today everything is money-based. Therefore, we need to look what will come after and look for ourselves. I will come also that a little bit later. Media, mind control and public opinion. It's also about influence and from when get influence manipulation. Influence we get already in the classroom. Of some ideas they give us about history. History is, by the way, written by the winners, not by the losers, because mostly when they lose, they die. So how could they write history? His story is not our story, it's his story. And the one who have some money, they can write his story. So therefore, don't count on anything that is written in the book. It's also just opinion about somebody who had enough time to write down his experience or his opinion. Again, it's just one opinion in a book. Of course, you can inspire yourself from opinions, but if you really want to know our story, I think we need to grab a little bit deeper in the rabbit hole. But back to media. I watch news since, I think my whole life, I would say maybe since 30 years. Almost every day, I follow a lot of, even if it's the little story that is written, I follow them over years, and then I remember this one or that one, how did it come out, and if they come up again, what is going on. And I learned to see the mind control media in a completely opposite way. I learned that when Obama is saying peace, that they are planning to make another war. If they try to fix the financial crisis, then they will just make, in fact, that some countries will get bankrupt and that they can take the money from the people. Also, if they put a blame on somebody or a movement or an organization or something like that, if they put them in a bad light, then you can almost be sure that they want to make something positive. And In the same, if they show you the Pope, that the new Pope, that he is like saving the planet Earth and it's all simple, and he even washed the feet of some prisoners, and he even kissed them. Yeah, well. Then you just, that is just again some more foolish. It's just to keep us in another illusion. And I see, even if the people who was against the last pope, they see this one, oh, this one will make the things better and stuff, and he just organized that almost all religions will come up in one government. In one religion, the one world religion, one world money, one world. They talk about the new world order all the time. Even who was it again? I think a politician. He just said it out again. He was a little bit. He was like said the new world order, but he take it out, and of course everybody saw it. And if it really would not be idea of this ankle biter groups to make a new world order, why should they mention it all the time? Bush, Brown, even the Australian. Anyway, they all mention it all the time. So if it would not exist, why should they mention it all the time? Yeah, just to make fun of it. Yeah, of course. Another thing also you can watch in the media is when they have some handshakes. The handshakes, the Illuminati or the Masonic handshakes, are always presented like if the Queen meet the Pope, if John Kerry like meet the guy in China. They always make a zoom on the handshake. So this is not for nothing. That is the way how they're communicating, or that is at least how I think. Like if John Kerry go to China to approve that the Chinese government is still agreeing with the whole plan. But that kind of thing, you see it like daily or repeatedly, like how they handshake and how they give so much importance to handshake, then you start to see why they do it, and why should they repeat again something that everybody knows already that it is a fact. Then we go to religion, beliefs, and cults. By the way, I just make a short description about all this subject to get the whole idea about the Babylon system. Religions are done, like I said in the beginning, the tower that fall down and create division there. It was also needed different religions, different beliefs, and different gods and different cults. Maybe the religions, the people think the religions are not so powerful. The Christians, like the biggest the religion, blah, blah. It's not that powerful, and that is just maybe a billion people who follow them. Maybe in a belief side, yes, but in a daily life, we face the religion all the time. Only to think about if you grow something in your garden, you know that you need sun, that anything is growing. If you think the moon exists, a light source is needed. It's also the sun. So Monday, moon, Tuesday, Mars, and all that thing is in the idea of the universe. The sun is the first day. So Sunday would be the first day of the week, not the last day of the week. It's like when you get the job, it's not like, oh, I get the new job, but the first day I'm going to relax. The first day you start to work and you relax. The last day is a little bit obvious. Even if you work in your garden, you don't sit in your garden. You prepare your garden, and then the last day you relax to see what the work you did. Therefore, the most important day, the first day of the week, we are just relaxing and pray the sun god and make some religious stuff. So if you think religion is not in our daily life, just look at the religion and the day we are living in it. We are going to listen to another song, and I think this one is Why Take It, and it's all about the money, and why take it, all this crap of Babylon system. Why take it?
Why take it? Still, still we fight them for.
Why take it? Yes, why just take all this Babylon system so serious? They are just ankle biters eating up humanity. And I will finish with religions, beliefs and cults or churches, like we hear yesterday about Scientology or in the word believe, you have lie. Believes. Bobo was also saying that the word is coming. I don't remember exactly from where it's coming. But All these kind of things are done that you get another indoctrination of how the life creation and the whole surrounding in the daily life. I will also take a little word about Rastafari, not too much, because I think it's not one of the worst, what the worst to follow. But people also have to know that all what is about Zion and the David Star is not the symbol of the Jewish and not of Zion. They should maybe also know that Trinity is not a sign that is really in the whole divine part. I study a little bit Rastafari, and of course, when you are in the reggae business, you're always a little bit confronted to it. You don't need to be a Rasta if you have dreadlocks. I was just doing reggae music, and I call myself a free thinking human being. Therefore, God or devil for me is just part of duality. And you need light as you need darkness. If not, one or the other will not exist. When we are already talking about reggae, we also can talk about the music business. And I experience music business over 20 years. And music business is also entertainment, is divertissement, and is amusement. Now, the word of amusement, I will tell you exactly what is the definition of amuse, come from the word muse. Amuse, old French, divert the intention of so as to deceive, to occupy the attention of, or to distract. That is not really the part of, I would say, having fun. Entertainment also is to entertain your mind. It's not to have fun or to be free and to do what you wish. To divert also, if you divert yourself, you divert yourself from what? From reality. And therefore, a lot of my friends, they don't really like when I talk about this subject, because there's also football in it. It's all the sports. It's the music, of course. It's the movies. And it's also the games. If you come only like to the games, and we talk about education and violence, I am not really sure how much hours you can stay behind a game and shoot people down and don't have any effect on that. I don't think that you will be that you have to go out in the streets and fire down people, but I don't think that it really relaxes your mind and really gives you a possibility to expand possibilities for your life or for real things. And of course, if you already get spanked and you already experience violence and you you train to shoot like Prince Harry, he learned to shoot from helicopter on a PlayStation. So for him, it's like the same to use the joystick to make it in real time than on a PlayStation. I think it can help, and I don't think it expands really your consciousness. With movies, a lot of reality get indoctrinated in your mind. Through music, also, That's why I made music for the message. The message for me was a very important part. When I saw that the music, the message didn't reach the people anymore because it was too much entertainment, amusement, or divertissement, I just had to say I have to quit that part. The people need to hear words. Today people say, yeah, it's strange what you're talking about or what you're writing about. And I say, but you listen to my music since 10 years and you never complain about. And what I was singing in my music is the same that I put in words today. Sport is, of course, a big distraction for many people in a lot of countries, and is, for me, football is the main source of racism. This is a very hard thing to people to hear, but it is. You have a lot of racism, and the people from one city to another, they hate each other only because they lose a game or they blame, and they... the biggest violence, organized violence, are on the football match. Anyway, that is my opinion, that is my observation, and I will leave it there. Then we come to a whole alimentation, food, agriculture, and so on. Again, I grew up with organic food. I have to say I was not really able to eat all the veggies that was on the table because the people who came, the new ones, they had to make a kitchen work, and they didn't really knew how to cook or organic food that it really tastes good. So I was eating healthy food, but it didn't taste good at all. And that is, I think, the biggest issue for the most, for a lot of people. To prepare a good food, you have to know how to cook the different stuff and if it is organic or like full corn or cereals or so. You need to know how to prepare them. That is not like a 10-minute pasta thing and done to eat and turn your steak for 5 minutes on each side. And or maybe that is a little bit long. Depends if you like it bloody or not. But I discovered that, or I knew after research, that 80% of all the corn and cereals in United States and Canada are GMO done. So if I go in the store here in Switzerland where GMO is forbidden and is written corn from United States, I doubt big time that we just received that 20% of that corn non-GMO here in Switzerland. I mean, we are so little country, and I don't think that we have access to that 20% of GMO. I start my investigations to the whole the food chain to call up everybody to ask how they can guarantee and how many tests they do for GMO testing food here in Switzerland. And I went really up until even laboratories. And you have to pay like $500 to make one GMO test for one thing. So maybe one month later, the whole horse meat scandal came up. And of course, for me, the horse meat scandal is a whole made up that they use all the money to test the horse meat and the beef, to use the whole money that they are not able to make any further tests about the GMO in our whole food chain in Europe is forbidden. But I can guarantee you, or let's say they can't guarantee that we don't have GMO food in our local store. We quickly also talk about the weather and the environment. I think the planet Earth is changing, and the whole situation and the weather is changing big time. That have not really a lot to do with the human activity. Of course, the human activity make a lot of pollution, make a lot of crappy stuff. But this is not what melt the whole ice in the Arctic. This is not what makes that we have like a 6 months winter instead of four. That is Mother Earth who is transforming. Another very large subject, maybe to talk about another time. But if we know that 80% of all activities on planet Earth are weather-dependent, you can think that if they could manipulate that, they would do it. 100%. If they could manipulate the weather, they would do it. So a lot of people, they already saw about chemtrails, about water pollution. Only about chemtrails, you can ask all the people if the sky was the same and kerosene didn't change since then, and or ask all the people if the sky was like that and if the traces are stay for that long time, they will say no, of course not. I filmed them and put them in high speed and published them on YouTube. By the way, my website is BabylonDecoded.com, and you can find also on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just put in the end Babylon Decode. We continue to publish videos. If people want to send me some stuff, I can edit them, also publish them with pleasure. We also have to talk about water. Water is the most important thing we have in our body. We are full of 70% of water. So the fluoride in the water, I mean, if they say that you don't have to swallow the toothpaste, why would they put it in the water, in the drink water? simple question that I think if you go search some further about fluoride in the water, in the drink water, it will reduce your brain to a minimum. This is Babylon system and how it can be everywhere, represented with the ankle biters that eat you up. And I think I will put the last part that I want to put in this hour. It's all about solutions. I think there are many solutions, and I will talk about that the next time, and we will listen to a cover song we made with Moon Rises. I let you discover the song. Bob, thanks for being around, and see you next week.
Did he ever stop to notice all the children dead from war? Did he ever? Flowers grow on the battlefields, they fight to survive. One God for you to believe in too. One God, flowers broken, lies stand dead, try to survive. One God, flowers kills on the battlefields. Flowers grow on the battlefields, we fight to survive. One God, one God for you to believe in truth. One God, flowers broken, lies stand dead, try to survive. Another flower is counting.